Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
Thank you. 101.5 UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elson, kicking things off for us tonight. Tipa Tipo collaborating with Lala on Quiereme Como Soy. That is a Brooklyn-based group that started in Lima, Peru. And boy, do I love that track. Hopefully getting you fired up for the long weekend here. I guess you're kind of already in the midst of the long weekend since Good Friday counts towards it. We got a busy show for it tonight. I talked to Sam Singer earlier this week. He's got a show April 4th at Times Changed. We will get into that in just a few minutes. And then we've got a live session I did with Moon River yesterday. They are playing Darling Bar tonight. So you can listen to this on your way down to Darling Bar. That show features the Secret Beach opening for them. My thanks to James and Gavin for dropping by yesterday. Before we get to that, Leipzig German act Oluma, inspired by the music of Brazil, have a new single out called Hasty Train. This is it here on 101.5 UMFM.
right. Well, it's been a minute since he released some new music, but Sam Singer are back and playing a show April 4th at the Times Change with Bush Lotus and Tinge. He joins us on the show. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So 2022, From the Hills, Beaten Roads, Down to the Trees. We certainly played that here on the show, but in terms of the timing and the interim, like, I'm always curious about kind of like whether an album is just like a collection of songs from a specific period, or if you've been working on some of these songs, you know, independent or, you know, concurrent with that last record. Like, what's the genesis of the new stuff?
That's a great question. So for that last EP I put out, it was kind of like the time period that could be, like, those songs were all written would be like in the summer of 2019, and that took longer than expected to put out. But with this this next collection of songs, which I feel like, which I did intentionally, like, I mean, I don't want to say like it's like a concept album by any means, like, other than they all belong in the same world. That was kind of the intention in writing it. And I wrote that in this new album called Where the Rivers Do, between like early 2022 to like early 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of the period. There is one song though that does have a history of like back to 2019, which I was going to cut, but then because like I liked how it was all like concise in this period of time, but it also fit to like my drummer Benny kind of convinced me to not take it off. So
you were writing the material on this one around the time that you were finishing up the last EP?
That's correct. Yeah, right before it came out, I was writing it.
Now, timing wise, had you recorded those songs and then you were like mixing and mastering them at that point, or was it like coinciding with the recording process at all? New songs as you're recording the old songs?
Does that make sense? No. No, I recorded the old stuff, like the EP. I recorded that in like I believe it was the summer of 2020.
Okay. I was just curious if like it overlapped, if there was any kind of like impact in terms of like what you learned recording versus what you then took to the like writing and making these songs from the ground up. Cause I'm always very curious about like process and whether like things are kind of stacked one on top of each other or if they're like offshoots, right? Like you're taking a different road.
Well, we definitely did take a different road for this one. Like I did kind of have, like obviously things change due to circumstance and plans changing, but with this album, like I really wanted to record it live with my band because I was feeling really confident with my band. Like we had a really good connection, and it's like be the only way to get like the energy out of these songs. And so we did record this one, Where the Rivers Do, that's coming out. We recorded it live. And as well as like live overdubs, if that makes sense. Like we got, so we brought, we did another session with like some other players and they came in and pretty much they all played in a room together to the bed tracks that we laid out initially.
So had it been like playing out live some of these songs, or was it like in rehearsals or practices that you were like, I like the energy that we're creating right now. I want to recapture this in a studio.
Yeah. Like most of the songs were just from rehearsal, like never got the chance to play live before we recorded. Like it was pretty much like I just had an idea of what I wanted, like even like if the band didn't really know the songs that well, you know, but just your first instinct on like what energy this brings to you, we'll just go with it. And I mean, like, it's funny because like now, I mean, everybody I think feels good about what they did on the album, like everybody who played on it. And but I know, like, and I think there's some things that were definitely magical, but it's like also, it's like, okay, if I sat with that for maybe more time, maybe I would have done this, or we could have done this a little differently. But it's also like beautiful accidents. So
that second guessing yourself, like if I sat with something more, I would have done something different. How do you, I don't want to say prevent that, but like work against that? Like, do you have to be conscious about it?
I feel like when I'm in the process of recording, and I don't know about writing, but recording, I'm starting to feel like more conscious of like the process and how I kind of like how I kind of work in these circumstances, because like I'm like, I get really inspired, like almost too inspired, and then I get too many ideas. And so, and also if I hear something back, I'm super critical of what I do. So I when we did this album, I was kind of like aware of that, and I just was like, let's just get it down. I don't want to listen to it. Like, and I think moving forward, I want to be more like that. Like, just get it down. And if it feels good, I don't want to hear it until like a week after. There is some famous musician that has that rule that I definitely learned that from. It's like a jazz guy. I can't think of his name, but so
did you, did you work with Micah again on this one for the recording?
Yeah,
so I mean, obviously he's like played on a bunch of your stuff, like I gather, you know, you don't have to give him too much guidance.
No. he's the man, he really is. Just kind of like just kind of like there's one song on this album called Born in June, and the people who played on the recording, like when we recorded it live, were Ben Stokes on drums, Holly Stratton on keys, and Sam Fournier on bass. And we have this one, had this one song called Born in June. And Holly didn't really have a keyboard part worked out. And so I was like, hey, Micah, like, do you think you could just like hop on this one? And he had this like 12 string electric, and he just like, that was like probably the most magical moment of recording it, where it just felt like, I don't know, that was, you know, that's what it's all about or something, you know? So I'm excited for people to hear that one. But yeah, he didn't really, like, I did send him demos, and I don't know if he listened to them, but not. but I'm pretty sure that was the first time he ever heard that song, and he just kind of like,
pulled something out of it.
Pulled something pretty amazing together, I think. So,
had you given any thought to recording with someone else, or was it just because you know who he is, what he does, that you're just like, that's the person who can achieve kind of what I'm hoping to achieve?
I definitely. I mean, there's so many great people to record with, and. I went through a process of, I don't know, trying different things out. And I really, I mean, Micah is like kind of a hero of mine, you know? So it's even though, like, I've worked with him before in the past, and I don't know, it's always kind of like really for me, like I'm like, what? I don't know, he's one of my songwriting heroes. Like, so it's for me, it's a really cool thing to get the chance to, you know, be around that, be around him, and work with him. So
when you say he's one of your songwriting heroes, is it like lyrics, melody, like the whole package? What appeals to you about Micah?
I don't know. I guess it's I love his songs. Like, there's this, there's this like secret Bandcamp. I mean, I don't know if I'm divulging too much, but like, he has like this secret Bandcamp. It's like, and there's this album called Pre-Brexit Hobo Dreaming. And I found that because there's this song called God Is, which he put out on an album recently. And it's like, I heard that and I was like, this is like the greatest song I've ever heard in my life. And I don't know, like, I do love, I mean, I don't know if I could really, like, I don't know, it's tough to describe. I love, I don't know, like, he seems like a real troubadour, whatever that means, you know, like somebody who just kind of gets out there, plays a bunch of shows and is like connecting with people. And I don't know. That's.
Is that connection what you aspire to, like making sure that you connect with your audience?
Yeah, absolutely. It's that's what I'd hope to do. You know, that would be a good show or a good performance if I could, you know, make some kind of connection with an audience,
Does
for
that
sure.
require you to be kind of revelatory about yourself, like putting yourself in your songs in some way, or do you think
Oh,
you can still connect
yeah.
without being guarded?
Wait, so what do you revelatory like? What do you mean exactly?
Like really kind of like laying yourself bare.
Yeah, I think it's necessary. I don't know if like I feel like there's a lot of people who are like very professional that can like put on that act of like making it look like they are, and which is like what it, you know, if you're a professional, that's your job is to, you know, put on a performance, you know. And I mean, I personally would love to be in a place where I could be like naked, not actually. I don't want people to see what I look like naked, but you know what I mean? Like naked in the way of like, you know, showing, being able to be in a place where I could show what these songs actually are, where they actually came from, because they came from somebody who was needing to write this, you know. And anytime I'm not there, it feels like a really big disservice to myself, my songs, and an audience. But I've had those moments where we're all connected, you know. And but it's kind of tough. Like I'm kind of
Emotionally.
in that, yeah, I'm in that spot now where I'm like, you know, it's been a while since I wrote these songs, and I've been working on them for a while, like the touching up, like mixing and mastering, like in that process. And I don't, you know, I gotta like remember the roots, if that makes sense.
You've got a bit of distance from when the songs were created and like what you were tapping into.
In some ways, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then kind of reacquainting yourself with the songs before this this show, way before, like what do you
Yeah,
what goes into that?
just getting together with the band and playing them, because that's that I don't know, that's like a very 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 quick, I mean, very great way to reacquaint myself, you know. Yeah, that's always like a, I mean, the second you start playing, it's like, okay, this is what I like to do.
Back at it.
So yeah.
You've released one track so far, and I'm curious about the
Oh,
like decision.
oh, I guess I would have. So, I'm sorry. Can you
Yeah,
repeat
sorry,
that?
by the
I
time that
totally
you're.
interrupted you. I
Yeah, it's okay.
interrupted.
You've released one track so far, and I'm curious about kind of like what decision making goes into like the lead off single these days, right? Like what measure or like considerations are you giving as the artist as to kind of like this is the thing that initially represents the work?
That's a great question. I've put a lot of thought into that, because I have bounced back and forth between, is it in my mind what is the most catchy song, the song people have told me they like the most out of like the small circle of people that I've shown? Is it you know, what I think is the best song? And I don't know, it's I don't know, it doesn't leave you with much when you spread questions out like that. I don't know, you're just kind of confused. And so I don't know, I just was talking with my friend Eric Peterson, and we wanted to make a music video, and I don't know. This song Two Trees, which is the single, just came out yesterday on for this album, first release. And it's to me, it's like I feel like it's the best way I could introduce this album, in the way that it's almost like a red herring of sorts, because like it is a full-on klezmer song, essentially, like kind of like, you know, I mean, the klezmer purists might not agree, but it's I don't know, I like the way that introduces this album, because it's like, oh, is this like a is you know I mean I get I don't want to really spoil it, but you know, it's like, I guess it would, I don't know, maybe it would make someone think, is this a what the whole album sounds like? I don't know. Is this,
This is your zag?
yeah, zag? What is that, like,
Like
yeah,
a
like zigzag?
zigzag? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, you know, like I'm really excited for the next single, because it's like these two songs together are like, how are these, like, this is like a klezmer song, and then the next song is going to be like a country song, like a full-on, like, I don't know. So it's I don't know. I'd hope that would, I mean, it's definitely, genre-wise, it's all over the place, but it's all rooted in the same world, like I said before. So.
Well, we'll give people a taste, the appetizer of the klezmer, but they can get the full meal at the Times Changed on April 4th, playing alongside Bush, Lotus, and Tinge. Sam, thanks for taking some time, and best of luck with the release of the record and the show.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Dressed in new clothes, the ones of another, get lost in some way there, collect all the old bones, two trees have become. To your dreams when the floodgates all open, in that endless river, forever my old friend. Friends with you, no one to ride my tool.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Alves. Right before the break, Sam Singer, and you just heard a new single from Charlotte Day Wilson. It's called Canopy. Can't wait for more from that full length that's coming out later this year. Tonight at Darling Bar, playing their new album, Volume 1, Moon River. And to give you a taste of what to expect when you head down there for the show, here is a session I recorded with Gavin and James from the band yesterday afternoon here at UMFM. It's a clutch of songs. Enjoy. Keep it locked here on Thank God It's Free Range.
Say that. This song's called Mother to Me. Is this yours, not me? Tiny creatures running. It's so cold in my heart. I have some days where I eat the bed. Yeah, I was being mother to me, though it was for well. Yeah, I was being mother to me, though it was for well. Thank you. don't have to be afraid. They can't hurt you anymore. Let the past go up in flames. Oh, what else are fires for? You don't. Thank you. Tuesday it soaked right through my bed. Tomorrow I'll be fine. Stop in my mind.
too much in the end. I can't take it up.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, Savannah Funk and Gaudi with a new single called Raja, act from Italy by way of label Record Kicks. Before that, Glum with Easy Fun off of The Garden Dream, that's out now, the full length on Secretly Canadian. And DDO with a new single, formerly, I think, performing under the name Ndidio Nkulu, but Ndidio with Too Late. And we heard Moon River, a live set from here at UMFM, and we also played No Turning Back off of Volume 1, out now on Victory Pool. They are at the Darling Bar tonight. Gonna get into a little set of jazz. Last week, the Winnipeg Jazz Festival announced their lineup, and Isaiah Collier and the Chosen Few are one of the headliners. I really encourage people to become familiar with this act before they come play Knox United as part of the festival. And to help you, I'm going to play you one of the lead-off tracks from their forthcoming album, The Almighty. This is Perspective, Peace, and Love. Keep it locked here on Thank God It's Free Range. Stick around for After 8 Radio coming up after.
Peace love. Thank you.
me yes, I'm saying no. Wait, do we wanna go there? Your Fruit Loopers, you want me to call you a snack? When you drop my line, I ain't calling back. And you could act like the shack ain't the thing that brought you back. You can pack and unpack. My house is still your home, my bed is still your trap. And we could take it there like we've never gone before. Picture paints an essay, but my name ain't on your wall no more. Notice, I know it's time for war. Escalates, water's calming, then we levitate. In that same spot that we been sucked, slumped, dumped down. Don't give a fuck, I got comfortable and you just got right up. Things change, I respect that. I'm chump changing off the couch just to get back at you. Proving I'm moving through lessons, y'all with that. I guess the joke's on me. Ain't it funny to you? Walk with me. The beginning is the end. Let's go back. Don't pretend I don't got whip around effect. I got that whip around effect.
If you leave me all red, I'll be sure to chase that. Unpredictably tied hopes down. Hop into another bag. You'll be missing this ass soon enough. I got that whip around effect. If you leave me all red, I'll be sure to chase that. Unpredictably tied hopes down. Hop into another bag. You'll be missing this ass soon enough. I got that whip around effect.
Chantons, bougeons, oublie de la chanson. Lève tes feet et puis dansons.